Next is musical theater. Here, the timing is a little less rigid, and the melody is sung with more liberty, and pronunciation is slightly exaggerated. The variations in melody are still very few and subtle, although dramatic excesses are allowed and sometimes even encouraged. Notice how the singer uses a few more breathy tones and gets very intense. And like I said, the variations in the melody are few and subtle, but the variations are tasteful. The female musical theater voice typically allows for a higher larynx, producing somewhat of a cute tone. Now, this technique can be very diverse because each musical production can be a totally different genre. Some will have a more classical influence, while others a little more belt style. In what is usually termed as belt, the singers commonly pull up chest voice and yell. Others add just enough nasality to head voice to feel some release from the full-out chest voice while maintaining additional presence through the nasal or pharyngeal resonator. Any mixture is better than no mixture. The examples here are closest to a pure musical sound without the extremes of classical or belt. This is pure mix applied to musical theater. Listen to the demonstrations.